So what might happen on this issue in Washington? Well, just today, President Obama once again called on Congress to raise the minimum wage. Marilyn Geewax is a senior business editor at NPR. She joins us. Welcome.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, Marilyn, give us a little background. Congress sets the minimum wage, but they haven't raised it since 2007. Why not?
Let's just step back for a minute and think about how we got here. Congress first passed a federal minimum wage during the Great Depression in the 1930s. They didn't put any inflation adjusting mechanism into it. So every few years, Congress has gone back. They keep raising it. In the 60s and 70s, that was a pretty easy thing. We had inflation and Congress would respond. But it changed in the 1980s. After Ronald Reagan came in, there was more of a feeling that the marketplace should just set wages. So those wage hikes kind of stalled out. They virtually disappeared in the 1990s, and it's been tough to get Congress to act on it. The last time Congress took action was in 2007, as you say. That's when the late Senator Ted Kennedy pushed very hard for this increase in the minimum wage, and he got it up to $7.25. But it's been stuck there ever since, and that's where you get a lot of action on the city and state level. A lot of places have said, wait, that's out of sync with our community. So
right.
Places like Seattle, San Francisco, New York, they have raised minimum wages at their level. And many states have also jumped in. So there are higher wage levels, but it's at a state and local level.
Okay, well, let's talk about the candidates that are running for president right now. Donald Trump, during a November debate, said he opposed raising the minimum wage. But just this week, he told CNN he was open to doing something with it.
And I'm actually looking at that because I'm very different from most Republicans. I mean, you have to have something that you can live on. But what I'm really looking to do is get people great jobs so they make much more money than that, so they make much money than more money than the $15.
So can you tell what Trump is saying that his position is there?
Well, really, previously he had been very against raising the minimum wage, and it was just this week that that changed. So not really clear what he means by being open to it.
What about on the Democratic side? On ABC, Hillary Clinton called New York State's legislation, which raises it up to $15 an hour, a model.
That model is a phased-in minimum wage increase to get to $15 in the city and surrounding areas, to get to $12.50 upstate, but to be constantly evaluating the economic conditions so that there is no unintended consequence of lost jobs.
Now, Hillary Clinton does not advocate a $15 minimum wage at the federal level, and her rival Bernie Sanders has pounced on that difference in policy. Here he is on CBS's Face the Nation.
The truth is the minimum wage today is a starvation wage, $12 an hour. Hard for you is not enough. The American people in state after state now are moving to 15 bucks an hour. She's behind the curve.
Where are Democrats on this issue?
Democrats in Washington and Hillary Clinton are much more in sync with each other. There's actually a bill in the Senate that would raise the minimum wage to $12 by 2020. And that's where most Democrats seem to be on Capitol Hill. So Bernie Sanders is a little bit more of an outlier. There are a lot of people in economically depressed areas that worry that $15 an hour would really just be too extreme. If you live in my hometown, Youngstown, Ohio, or in Mississippi, there are places where the cost of living is really quite low, and that $15 strikes a lot of Democrats in Congress as just too high.
All right, Marilyn. Well, I want to ask you about some of the things that our listeners have written in, because we've gotten a lot of comments as we've been talking about the minimum wage this week. One of our listeners, Ronnie Benstein, says he makes about $8.25 an hour in Utah. And he wrote on hereandnow.org, people take the jobs they can get. And depending on your situation in life, that job may not provide much room for socioeconomic advancement. That is how the middle class shrinks. How important is the minimum wage in the health of the middle class?
Well, you can look at this in a couple of different ways. Relatively few people make that $7.25 an hour. So you could say, well, the middle class isn't really affected by $7.25. But it is a wage floor, and it's a kind of a benchmark. So it, as it rises, so do all the wages above it. So let's say you go from $7.25 up to, let's say Congress does pass that $12. Well, if the minimum is 12, then maybe you who had been making $18 an hour, now you're up to 20, 22, and that's middle class wages. But there's something else that people would argue. What if all of that means an inflationary spiral takes off? You know, there's more to being in the middle class than just your wages. There's kind of a middle class lifestyle. Mm. So let's say every Friday night you want to take the kids out for a pizza. But all of a sudden, the minimum wage is at, you know, $12 or $15. Maybe that pizza is really expensive. And your middle-class lifestyle starts to feel really pinched because you have to tell the kids, no, I can't take you out for that pizza. It's just too much. So there's this balancing act where you're trying to get wages up to help people earn more, but you also have to be concerned about an inflationary spiral that hurts the middle class too.
Well, that gets to another question that came in, which was, why are you talking about $15 an hour minimum wage? Why not talk about $50 an hour or $500 an hour? A joke, perhaps, but why have people settled on 15?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because everybody, and I mean everybody, including Bernie Sanders, would recognize that there are limits to this. So think about it this way. If you paid people zero, you would have zero workers. There wouldn't be anybody to serve the pizzas. But if you pay $50 an hour to a busboy, you'd have to raise the meal prices to the point where you would have no customers. So if you have, you don't want to have a business where either you have no workers or you have no customers.
You've got to
somewhere,
find the right balance.
You've got to find that balance. And right now, really, economists would agree, and it seems like there is a consensus that somewhere between $7.25 an hour, this very low minimum wage, and $15 an hour, there's a sweet spot in there. The debate we're having in this election year is really, where is that sweet spot? Is it too low or is 15 too high? And there's a lot of debate around it.
That's NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn Geewax. Marilyn, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.